弟兄姐妹早。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
也是在弟兄姐妹在一起敬拜，或是团契，都是很让人喜乐的事情。
It's always very joyful when we have fellowship together or worship the Lord together.
刚刚看到孩子们敬拜，就想到说我们的信，我们所信的神，在100年、200年、300年、400年之后，他还是有人敬拜他。
After seeing the children, I thought aboutmany hundred years later, the Lord that we serve still exists. And I have this joy that overflows.
我们今天谈的是真实的团契，是在约翰一书一章一到四节。
So today I want to share from First John chapter 1:1-14, true fellowship.
其实团契这概念，其实在创世纪里面。神已经让我们看到了。
Actually, the word fellowship, Lord has shown us in Genesis.
当亚当跟上帝在伊甸园里面行走交谈的时候
，When Adam walked with the Lord in Garden Eden.
上帝跟他之间已经有很好的团契。
God has already have a really good fellowship with Adam.
有人说团契跟关系是不是一样
？Some say fellowship and relationship is at the same.
从圣经里面理解，他们是不一样的。
If you look from the Bible, it's actually different.
当然，团契必须建立在好的关系上面。
Fellowship it has to be built upon a good relationship.
但是我们有好的关系，不一定有好的团契。
When you have a good relationship, doesn't necessarily mean you have good fellowship.
我有三个儿子。
I have three sons.
我跟他们关系都很好。
I have a really good relationship with them.
可是，很多时候我就发现我跟某一个比较多时间在一起。
But sometimes I think I spend a little bit more time with one of the child.
他们现在都在外面。
They're all in different places right now.
因为各种关系，可能他们有空就会跟我们多讲话，或者是跟我们多在一起的时间。
Too many reasons, still certain ones will have more time to talk to us or visit us.
关系都是一样。
Relationship is the same.
但是我跟他们之间的团契并不一样。
However, the fellowship between us is a little different.
神要我们跟他们建立，跟他建立一个好的关系。
God wants us to have a good relationship with him.
所以更神在好的关系之外，他更希望我们跟他有好的团契。
However, aside from a good relationship with him, he wants to have a good fellowship with us.
我喜欢今天敬拜的歌。
I really enjoy the song that we sang today.
弟兄姐妹带了敬拜非常好。
It was very well done.
特别好久没听到和声，我觉得非常的悦耳。
Especially harmony, haven't heard it in a while.
在最后一首歌里面说，每时每刻你都爱我，我都能爱你。
In the chorus of the last song, it says, "Every moment you love me."
每时每刻你都来看顾我。
Every moment you care for me.
每时每刻我都是你的。
Every moment I am yours.
我喜欢英文胜过中文。
I enjoy the English a little bit more than the Chinese.
是的，神说我们每时每刻我们都是他的。
Yes, God says every moment we belong to Him.
不单是我们的关系
，not only our relationship，
而是我们跟主那样亲密的互动
，but more of the close communication we have with Him.
当亚当离开了伊甸园之后，因为罪的关系
，when Adam left Garden Eden because of sin，
他跟上帝之间关系跟团契都破裂。
The relationship and the fellowship he had with God was broken.
神让他儿子到这世上来，是要恢复我们跟上帝之间的关系，同时我们跟上帝之间的团契。
God sent his one only son to us. The purpose is to mend the relationship, the fellowship with God.
这本书的作者约翰
The author of the book, John.
是一个可能是在说使徒里面最有资格讲团契的一个人。
He might be the most qualified to talk about fellowship.
如果你记得约翰他本来是一个什么样的人
？If you remember what kind of person John was,
求你降下大火，把这群人不接待我们，把他灭掉。
He says, "May you send the holy fire to destroy all those who doesn't listen to you."
主啊，当你德国降临的时候，我可以坐在你的左边或是你的右边。
And Lord, when your kingdom come, may I sit on your left or right side?
他是一个自大。
He is very a proud person.
是没有怜悯的一个人。
Has no mercy.
没有爱心的一个人。
Doesn't have a love.
但是主改变了他。
However, Lord changed him.
他跟主耶稣基督三年的时间，主的生命改变了他的生命。
The 3 years he followed Jesus, Jesus' life has changed his life.
他的改变绝对不是在课堂里面。
And his change is not only within a classroom.
绝对不是在神学院里面。
And it's not in seminary school either.
绝对不是在我们知识的传播上面。
And it's not only from the knowledge that he has.
他的改变是他每天跟主耶稣在一起。
His change is from his continuous relationship following Jesus.
以至于当他在最后一个晚餐的时候，他可以靠在主耶稣基督的胸膛跟他说话。
To a point, the Last Supper, he was sitting right by Jesus, talking to him.
当主耶稣基督在十字架上的时候，在底下的他是唯一的门徒。
When Jesus was on the cross, he was only disciple by him, near him.
当主耶稣的血流出来说最后一句话的时候，他还在他的旁边。
Even when Jesus shed his last blood, last little bit of blood, John was with him.
他知道什么叫团契。
He understands what fellowship means.
因为团契影响他的一生。
Because the word fellowship has affected his
whole life. 把他变从一个不认识上帝的人，一个堕落的人，一个没有爱的人。
Changing him from a sinful man, from a man without mercy or love.
变成一个充满了爱。充满了温柔的一个使徒
changing him to someone full of love and gentleness.
我们今天需要这样的团契。
We need this type of fellowship.
约翰在这本书没有说是约翰写的。
John, it didn't say that it was written by John.
可是在传统里面都认为它是约翰写的。
However, from tradition, we believe that it was written by John.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他的徒弟的徒弟这么说的。
Because the disciple of his disciple said that.
Yeah, 他徒弟的徒弟叫 Polycarp.
And his name is Polycarp.
在第二世纪的时候，他这么写的。
And from the second century, he written about it.
他不会说假的。
I don't think he would lie about such thing.
那约翰在这个时候，他面对的一个问题是跟我们现在很像的问题。
So John faced a similar problem that we currently face.
虽然表面上是诺斯底主义。
Even though on the surface it seems like Gnosticism.
可底层的挑战跟我们现代很相像。
However, the challenge within is similar to what we face.
当他们信仰开始在教会里面慢慢的完全了之后。
When his faith started to be complete.
我说的完全是让他们制度完全，他们的好像他们的doctrine 也变得比较知道了之后。
What I mean is they have more knowledge of the doctrine and about the religion.
他们面对的是在他们现在那个时代，他们那个时代里面，当代的文化对他们的冲击。
And what they face currently is the cultural shock kind of thing.
那当代的文化
against them.
那时候的文化就是希腊文化。
At the moment, it was Greek culture.
希腊文化一个很主流的思想就是二元论。
And what they focused on back in the day was dualism.
所有的物质都是不好的。
Every matter is considered bad.
好的只有灵。好的只有 spirit.
Only the good thing is spirit.
所以耶稣既然是上帝的儿子，他不可能有肉身。
So since Jesus is the Son of God, he doesn't have flesh.
所以道成肉身是一个不可能的事实。
So him becoming flesh is false.
如果他道成肉身，那他就是一个不完全，甚至是邪恶的。一个存在。
And if he became flesh, then he is considered bad too.
这种思想进到教会里面。
And this kind of thought coming into church.
以至于很多人在挑战主耶稣是不是真的来世上道成肉身过。
So it caused a lot of challenges for the people within the church whether Jesus did come become flesh.
或只是我们众人的一种幻想，一种幻觉。
Or was it just a thought from people?
现在听起来好像不可思议。
It seems a little out there.
可那时候在约翰那个时候，差不多一世纪的时候，一百年的时候，主后一百年的时候，那是一个很大的文化的对抗。
It seems out there for us right now, but to them, for a whole century, it was a big deal.
如果耶稣没有道成肉身
，If Jesus did not become flesh,
那他就没有上十字架。
Then he did not go onto the
cross. 如果没有耶稣十字架的救赎
，If there were no Jesus dying on the cross,
那我们的救恩就没有指望。
Then our salvation has no.
我们就没有。不可能回到上帝那里去。
And there's no way for us to turn back to God.
所以约翰要面对的是这种思潮。
So what John faced was this kind of challenge.
就像我们现代一样，面对现代的思潮一样。
Just like us, we currently face oppositions too.
我们现在有后现代的思潮。
We have our challenges.
我们现在有多元主义的思潮。
We also have dualism challenges.
我们有相对主义的思潮。
we have comparative problems.
如果你先问现在二十几岁、二十岁、三十岁年轻人
，If you are 20 years old, 30 years old，
问他现在是不是一个绝对的真理
？If you ask them if there's a true, if there's a truth，
根据统计是大部分人不认为有绝对的真理。
According to statistics, most people do not believe there is one truth.
所以约翰面对问题
，absolute truth，
也是现在我们要面对的问题。
And that's a challenge that we're currently
facing. 所以约翰一二三书是他面对这个问题的回应。
First John, Second John, and Third John is his response to this kind of problem.
可是很稀奇的是
，But the strange thing is，
约翰面对一个教会的问题。
John also faced a church problem.
但是在他陈述的过程当中，圣灵带领他给我们一个属灵的真道。
However, through the Holy Spirit, he was able to share with us.
特别是在主里面的团契。
Especially the fellowship within a church.
在第一节说，论到起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所看、所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
So in verse 1 it says that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched.
他一开始就把我们带到主的面前。
In the beginning, he brought us to God.
他不想去讨论很多的学说。
He doesn't want to talk about anything.
他不想去证明道成肉身。
He doesn't want to prove Jesus becoming flesh.
他把读者就带到又真又活的主的面前。
He brought us directly to the true Jesus.
这里讲生命之道。
Here we talk about word of life.
这生命之道是从起初就有了。
And it came from the beginning.
他要告诉读者，这生命之道并不是我们猜想出来的。
And he's saying this word of life was not thought upon by us.
是在创世以前就有了。
It was here from the beginning.
在约翰福音说，主耶稣说，现在求你使我同享荣，与你同享荣耀。就是我有世界以前，我同你所有的荣耀。
In the Gospel of John, it says it will be with us from the beginning. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that had in your presence before the world existed.
在约翰福音其他经文也说，十一章说复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
And from John verse 11:25, I am the resurrected life, resurrection and the life.
主耶稣也说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
And says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
在原文里面，生命之道、生命跟道两个事实上是很难分他们之间的关系。
In the original words, the word of life, it cannot be. It's hard to separate them.
我想 NIV 跟大部分英文版本跟中文都是说是真生命之道。The word of life.
So in NIV translation, it usually says the word of life.
其实在原文里面，这两个字是平行的。
Actually, in the original translation, those words were together.
所以生命就是道。
The word is life.
道就是耶稣。
And the word is God, is Jesus.
耶稣就是我们渴慕的对象。
And Jesus is what we look for.
也是我们去团契的对象。
And he is the one that we want to have fellowship with.
我盼望我们教会都是只传耶稣基督。
I hope that the church only shares about Jesus Christ.
我们能够传什么呢
？What are we proclaiming？
在这个世代里面，有这么新奇的事物在这个世界里面。
There are so many new things in this world.
我们传的是什么呢
？What are we proclaiming？
我们要传其他的东西吗
？Are we proclaiming anything else？
我们要其他很奇怪的事情，我带到教会里面来吗
？Will we bring some strange things within church？
我们能够供应人的，事实上只有耶稣基督。
What we welcome people with is Jesus.
但是耶稣基督能够满足我们人所有的需要。
However, Jesus is able to satisfy all our needs.
让我们能够在他里面能够得到真正的喜乐。
So that within him we will have joy.
这里讲起初。
In here it says in the beginning.
我们要问一个问题，什么叫做起初
？We have a question. What is beginning?
有两种说法。
There's two ways.
一种说法，起初是指在创造之初。
So one is the beginning of creation.
就在创造世界创造之前已经在的耶稣。
Which means before the world was created, there was Jesus.
所以约翰福音一章一节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
So in John, Gospel of John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
这句话呼应了创世纪一章一节，起初神创造天地。
it correlates with Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
所以这个经文在这约翰一书一章一节里，这一段经文可以被翻作说，我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的生命之道，而这个道参与了起初的创造。
So this one, Gospel 1, John 1:1, it can be translated that what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, it's correlated in the beginning.
那第二种说法是，这个起初，这地方呢，经理我们看这里，起初指的是信仰的开始。
Another way of looking at beginning is the beginning of faith.
要记得保约翰他要在这里跟受接到信的人读者说，他是在主里面是有权柄的。
So what John, the audience is those ones receiving the letter.
他要鼓励受信者读者回到主的面前。
He is encouraging those receiving the letters to return to God.
他先要告诉他们，他一开始就跟主耶稣在一起。
He wants to make the point that he was with Jesus from the beginning.
这开始是跟他三年的多的时间都在那里。
And follow him for 3 years.
所以这起初，有人解释也是指他们的信仰的开始，主耶稣开始传道的时候那个开始。
So here, what it says about beginning, it could also mean the beginning of faith when he started following Jesus.
就像在约翰一书二章七节说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我写信写给你们，不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。”
1 John 2, verse 7, it says, Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. The old command is the message you have heard.
那另一段经文是在约翰福音15章26、27节。但我要从父那里差保惠师，就是从父那里来的真理的圣灵。他来的为要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
And another verse is from John 15, 26 to 27. When the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me, and you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning.
在第一节里面，你会发现比较有趣的经文是它的叠句。
What you see is in the verse is a duplicate.
对不起，丽娜，我不知道原文是什么，我用中文是叠句。你看到叠句是，从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见的，就是我们所看见的，一亲眼看过，亲手摸过的。
It says what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands.
在有一位神学家他说。也许这个叠句是当时的一种习惯。
Maybe the way that it was written, it was a tradition from the time.
让帮助教会里面的弟兄姐妹能够了解和记忆主的话语。
So that those people can ponder upon and reminisce about the word.
所以，譬如说这个叠句，所听见、所看见、亲眼看过的。
So here it says what we have heard, what we have seen, and what we have looked at.
本身代表的是一个跟属灵里面的真理、属灵里面的对抗。
It represents a fight within the spiritual realm.
在诗篇一百一十五篇三到八节里面这么讲。
In Psalm 115, verse 3 to 8, it says this.
他说：“他们的偶像是金的，是银的，是人手所造的，有口却不能言，有眼却不能看，有耳却不能听，有鼻却不能闻，有手却不能摸。”有脚却不能走，有喉咙却不能出声，造他的要和他一样，凡靠他的也要如此。
Our God is in heaven; He does whatever pleases Him. But their idols are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, noses but cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel, feet but cannot walk. Nor can they utter a sound with their throats. Those who make them will be like them.And so will all who trust in them.
So we in the Psalm, in the Psalm 115, we see this pattern coming out. He has eyes but cannot see. He has mouth but cannot
speak. So you can see from Psalm, it says they have mouth but cannot speak, eyes cannot see.
His truth is what? His truth is when you worship an idol, you can't see it, you can't hear it, you can't 你说也说不出来。
So the truth from within that is, even you have an idol, you can see them, but you can't understand them.
因为你敬拜的偶像就是这样的一个偶像。
Because the idol that you worship is just like that. You cannot understand them.
所以约翰要用这样的叠句，所看见的、所听见的、亲眼看过的、亲手摸过的，来告诉读者什么是真神。
So John wants us to know that what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at is the true Jesus. 他是一个又真又活的神。He is a true and real God.
在约翰一书五章二十一节。
In 1 John chapter 5 verse 21 it says.
他说小子们啊，你们要自守，远避偶像。
Dear children, keep yourselves from idols.
有人说这是一个结构，一开始的时候说他是我们亲眼看过、亲眼所看见、所听过、亲手摸过的，在最后一节，几乎到最后五章的十一节说：“小子们啊，你们要自守，远避偶像。”
So when John wrote the book, he started with telling them about what we have heard, what we've seen in the beginning, and he concludes the letter by saying, "Dear children, keep yourselves from idols."
我以前读经文读到这一节，我都不知道约翰大概写的时候，太老了，对，脑袋不清楚，所以就写了这句话，跟上下都没有关系。
So when I've read this passage in the past, I thought he was old and didn't have really correlations between the first and the last letter.
原来是有这么深的关系。
However, it actually has really deep meaning.
弟兄姐妹，我们信的真神，主耶稣基督，是不是你亲眼看过、亲眼听过？你又摸过的。
Dear brothers and sisters, the true Jesus Christ that we know, have you seen, have you heard him?
约翰福音二章一节说，耶稣所行的同一件神迹是在加利利的迦拿行的。
So in the Bible, it mentioned Jesus' miracle was performed in Galilee.
当然门徒看见他行的神迹，他就信了。
When the disciples saw the miracles, they believed.
所以耶稣在世上所行的事情让人相信，都不是在理论里面让我们的相信发生。
The things that Jesus has done, the miracle he has performed, that allow people to believe, it is not the true foundation of belief.
他总是用一种让人能够了解的方式，让我们能够知道。
He uses a way that makes it understandable for us.
不是一种虚构的理想。
It is not something above us in the spiritual
world. 不是一种抽象的知识。
And it is not overwhelmingly up there.
唐牧师说过，唐崇文牧师说过。
Pastor Tong mentioned about this.
我记得，很年轻的时候听过他讲这篇道，所以我记得。
I remember when he shared the sermon.
说人类在二十世纪的人类是最可怜的。
The human in the 20th century is the most sorrowful.
20th century 人类是一个实验的时代，实验的是一个实验室。
Because it's an experimental lab.
它实验19世纪人创造的所有的主义。
And because they're experiencing the 19th century things that they had.
你会发现大部分的主义在19世纪，在20世纪验证的结果都是失败的。
And all the things that have been created in the 19th century, they have proved false.
生命之道不是一个主义。生命之道不是一个主义 ism. 生命之道不是一个主义。
Life is not an ism.
它是一个有形有体，我们能够认识的。
It is something that we can see, we can feel.
我们能够跟发生关系的。
We can have a relationship with.
我们能够跟他接触的。
We can connect with them.
的一位救主。
And he's a God like that.
我们中国人喜欢用人生是一场空，对不对？
Chinese people, we want to say life is meaningless.
所以我们所做的事情都是一场空。
Everything that we do is meaningless.
在主里面，他跟我们说的相反。
However, in the Lord, we see the opposite.
我们在世上所做的任何事情
，Everything that we do in this world,
都有属灵的内涵
，have a spiritual meaning.
都有天上的影子
，and it has a shadow of heaven.
都有永恒的意义。
And has eternal value.
在乎我们在世上的时候
And when we are in this world,
我们是不是能够细心的体会
Can we really understand truly?
也许有的人这么说，你不要管以后的事情，你不需要去做一些其他的妄想。
It says we don't have to worry about the future.
但上帝的心意不是这样。
However, God's heart is not like that.
上帝要我们在这个世代里面能够真的的触摸到他。
God wants us to feel him and touch him in this world.
在短暂里面触摸到永恒。
In the short time that we're here, that we can touch eternity.
在有限里面触摸到无限。
In the limited realm, we are able to touch the limitless.
我们信的信仰是一个很实在的信仰。
The faith that we believe is a true and solid foundation.
我们说实在的话。
If we say about the solidity.
我们做实在的事情。
We do things.
Real.
We do real things.
可是你发现现在这个时代已经不是说实话做实事的时代。
However, in this world, it's not about talking about truth and doing real things.
我在 Portchester 的教会附近有另外一个教会很有趣。
There's a church near the church that I serve at, Portchester.
他们是用一个戏院来敬拜。戏院 theater.
They use a theater as a church.
现在很多教会开始这样的一个走向。
A lot of churches go following them in that.
我记得一年多以前，两年前我去的时候，大概只有两排啊，就是戏院啊，就电影院。
So two years ago when I went, there was about only two rows within the theater.
啊，大概半年前已经满满的，我已经进去找不到位置坐了。
And half year ago, actually the theater is completely packed.
啊，里面的同工，里面的服侍人很 nice， 帮我跟我太太找两个位置坐下来，就在靠近壁上。后面就是墙壁的。
The usher was really nice to find us a seat. However, it was against the back wall.
好，就做敬拜。
And we're worshiping there.
我发觉大家都很快乐。
I noticed everybody was really happy.
因为电影这个有好的荧幕，很大的超大型的荧幕，还有很好的音响。
Because in a theater they have really good sound system and a huge monitor.
又角度，然后又沙发可以靠的 inclined。
And the seat, you can recline it too.
就差没有爆米花，不然就非常 perfect.
All they lack is a popcorn. It'll be perfect.
我不是说他们，我不是我没有批评他们，我很喜欢他们。
I'm not criticizing them. I like them.
我喜欢他们的创意。
I like the way that they do things.
我喜欢他们 reach out， 就是向社区来接触的这种心。
I like the creativity. I like the way that they reach out to the community.
只是在那样敬拜里面，让我非常的。困惑。
However, when I was there, I was a little confused.
我可以来敬拜，我可以来唱歌，有很好的、有好的声光设备。
I can praise, I can worship with all these wonderful systems that they use.
我发觉我可能是在个 YouTube 的直播，也可以这么做。
However, I can say I could say that I was in a YouTube channel.
或是其他的虚拟的环境里面，我也可以这么做。
Or any other things that we make up.
我在想说，这么多人愿意来这个戏院，是不是这是一个原因
？I wonder if the people who come to this theater is for other reasons too.
我们失落在虚拟当中，这个时代。
We are within a created world.
We're lost in virtual.
We're lost in the
virtual island.
Virtual island.
虚拟是一个。很可怕的一个力量。
Virtual things is a really challenging thing.
它让我们不再去觉得我们需要触摸到真正的主。
It make us not want to feel and touch things.
它让我们不觉得我们需要去有个团契，跟我们弟兄姐妹能够面对面的相的一起有团契的时间。
It make us think that we don't need to have fellowship, a real face-to-face interaction.
几年前有一本很有名的书。我忘了哪一个 professor 写的，就是 Alone Together。
There was a famous book named Alone Together。
就是我们在一起寂寞的过日子。
Which means even though we're together, but we're going through life alone。
因为发现很多基督徒也是很寂寞的在一起。
However, do you think that sometimes Christians too we are very alone？
我们可能都在一起，好像一起来做一些很多的事情。
Even though it seems like we're doing a lot of things together.
但是基本上我们没有之间没有关系，或是没有团契。
However, we don't have a relationship. We don't have a fellowship with each other.
你会发现我们在家里面，我们的跟我们的家人也是我们寂寞的在一起。
And similarly, within a family, We live together, but we're alone.
我们在屋檐下，但是我们之间没有团契。
Even though we live under the same roof, we don't have fellowship together.
这不是上帝要的。
That's not what God wants.
我在昨天准备这个信息的时候
，When I was preparing the sermon yesterday,
我忽然觉得非常的慌张。
I was a little nervous.
这是没有发生过的事情。
It hasn't happened before.
所以就必须到神的面前。
So I have to come.In front of God.
因为我不知道我能够做什么。
Because I don't know what I can do.
当我回到主的面前的时候，我就能够抓到他的应许。
When I returned to God, I was able to hold on to His promise.
他让我知道是他在做事情，不是我在做事情。
He makes me understand that it's Him doing work, not me.
我不过是一个器皿。
I'm only a vessel.
他用来做他的事情。
I'm a vessel that He uses to do His work.
当我跟他这样接触之后
，When I have this connection with him，
我就觉得他好像就在旁边跟我说话。
I feel like he is right next to me, speaking to me。
好像我就触摸他。
Just like I was touching him。
当约翰说我们是触摸他，他说我们所触摸的时候，他不是用过去式。
When John says that he is the God that we touch, he's not using past tense。
对他而言，当日他触摸的耶稣，现在他还在触摸。
What he's saying is that the Jesus, the God that he touched, he's still touching.
当初他听过、见过的，他现在继续听、继续的看。
The one that he has heard, he's still hearing.
他跟主的关系越来越亲近，越来越近神。
His relationship with God continues to draw closer and closer.
他真是一个又真又活的主。
He's a true, real God.
约翰就是要说这件事情。
John wants to mention about this.
是一个真实的见证。
It is a true testimony.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们耶稣，我们那永远的生命传给你们。
The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us.
所以，约翰自己讲他的使命是要做一个见证的。
John was saying that his life is as a testimony.
不论是在约翰福音，在约翰书信，或者是启示录。
Doesn't matter if it was in the Gospel of John or the Book of John or Revelations.
他就是要做个见证。
He is used to be a testimony.
见证什么？
What is he to testify?
见证那个生命。
He is to testify that life.
那个生命就是永远的生命。
And that life is eternal life.
所以永远的生命从永恒进到人类的历史里面。
So the eternal life enter into the human realm.
让能够看见，能够听见，能够摸着，能够被挽回到天父的面前。
So that all can see with their eyes and look, their hands has touched, they can enter eternity.
这个生命跟在第一节里面讲说，原与父在创世以前已经同在的耶稣基督是同一个。
And what it's saying here is that the life is connected with what was said.
而且这个生命，这个见证，并不是约翰自己想出来的一个见证。
And this testimony is not something that John thought about himself.
这个见证是主他自己主动来显明他自己的一个见证。
This testimony was from God himself.
在约翰福音一章十八节说，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子。将它表明出来。
In Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 18, it says, No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God, and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him know.
所以神主动的爱，叫人可以借着基督，可以跟神发生生命的关系。
So the relationship that started from God to man make us able to have a relationship with him.
他这个主动的见证，我们可以用来也去把他的生命传扬出去。
And the testimony that John gives makes us able to proclaim.
所以你们都知道，人间的宗教都是来寻求神，人来寻求神。
So the religion in the world is for us to seek God.
只有主耶稣基督他自己来寻找我们。
However, only Jesus came to seek us.
不但寻找我们，也改变了我们。
Not only seeking us, but also changing us.
把他自己借着我们能够表明出来。
So that through us, he can reveal himself.
让我们能够将他的生命可以介绍，可以带到我们周围的朋友。
May we able to share his life to those around us.
所以在基督耶稣里面， 两件稀奇的事情我们可以看到。
So that in Jesus we can see this phenomenon.
我们一方面看到永恒和超越。
In one aspect, we're able to see eternity.
一方面又看到能够触摸的真实。
However, on the contrary, we're able to see something that we are able to touch.
两个同时在主耶稣基督身上显明在我们的面前。
They occur simultaneously within Jesus.
所以约翰在这里对永恒这件事情做了一个最准确的陈述。
So John mentioned about eternity.
对耶稣做了一个很准确的陈述。
And he mentioned about the truth about Jesus.
因为他是永远的生命，他原与父同在，所以他的地位超过所有的先知，所有的宗教领袖，所有的世上每一个人。
Because of his life, he's able to go above all the prophets, all those who have come before him.
在约翰一书四章二节里面这么说。
In 1 John chapter 4, verse 2 to 3, it says,
凡您认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的。从此你们就可以认出神的灵来。凡您不认耶稣基督，就不是出于神，那是那敌基督者的灵。你们从前听见他要来了，现在已经在世上了。
This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world.
这是我们刚提到的，最刚开始提到的约翰面对的问题，是那时候的希腊的文化的思想。
And this is something that I mentioned earlier, what John has faced, which is the Greek culture.
对，约翰在这里再次强调，生命已经显现出来了。
So, John is trying to proclaim it once more.
你们要传扬的就是一个又真又活的耶稣。
That you have to proclaim this true, real Jesus.
魔鬼最怕的事情是什么？
What is Satan most afraid of?
魔鬼不怕的事情是，
He is scared of.
我们认为基督只是神。
That we only know that Jesus is God.
因为他如果只是神不是人，他不能为我们赎罪。
Because if he is only God and not man, he cannot have salvation for us.
或是我们认为基督只是人。
Or if we believe that Jesus is only man.
因为如果基督只是人，我们没办法从死里复活。
Because if Jesus was only man, we cannot resurrect from death.
人的生命不能胜过死亡。
And human life cannot overcome death.
所以上帝复活的大能在人身上，人才可以复活。
Only through the power of God, man can resurrect.
撒旦最怕的是一个我们相信的又是人又是神的基督。
Satan is most scared of when we believe a God who is God but also man.
因为他可以让我们这些堕落的人，这些可恶的人，这些可恨的人。这些可怜的人
Because at that moment, those of us who are sinful men, who are down on the worst,
是撒旦所鄙视的一群人
a crowd of people who Satan even despises,
却是上帝所爱的人
However, we are completely loved by God,
能够回到上帝的面前跟他建立关系
And we are able to turn back to God and have a relationship with him,
跟他恢复到永远的团契
And to be in eternal fellowship with him.
这是撒旦最痛恨的事情。
That is the most hated by Satan.
所以有人在说敌基督是谁
？So when people ask what is Antichrist?
我们在电影里面或者在电视小说里面，觉得敌基督好像长了脚的，
we often 红
皮肤的那样的一个怪兽，还有尾巴。
We often think Antichrist they have horns, a red face, and a tail.
这里我们看到敌基督是谁？
What we see here as Antichrist.
敌基督是不认耶稣基督是上帝的儿子，也不认耶稣基督是道成肉身来的。
They do not believe that Jesus is Son of God and He has come into flesh.
因为这是救恩的根据。
Because it is from the Old Testament.
下面这段经节也是这样讲说，因为世上有许多迷惑的人出来。他们不认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，这就是那迷惑人、敌基督的。Second John 7，好。
To the chosen, okay. Many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is a deceiver and the Antichrist.
我们在这现在这个世界里面，现在这文化里面，凡是不认耶稣是道成肉身来的，是敌基督。
So in this world, anyone who does not believe Jesus has come into flesh in the world is considered an antichrist.
我想往前走了很多，现在几页？七。好。约翰说：“现在要做见证，将原与父且显现你们。”显现于我们那永远的生命的传给你们。
The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us.
见证还包括传承。见证还包括传承。
And it's also about sharing to the next generation.
当我们领受了见证，我们接受了耶稣，我们跟他有亲密的关系，我们跟他有团契，我们将这样的信息能够传给其他的人。
We believe, we trust, we testify, and we share with others.
第三节说，我们将所看见的、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的。
In verse 3, it says, What we have seen and have heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
所以这里讲到团契。
So here it talks about fellowship.
第一次说了团契。
And it's the first time that it talks about
fellowship. 相交在原文里面就是团契的意思。
So a relationship, it's fellowship.
这原文里面团契这个字，koinonia 并不是指的只是我们有亲密的关系而已，不是。
So the word fellowship does not only mean having a close relationship.
它是亲密的关系加上的。我们之间还有共同的兴趣，还有共同的目标。
On top of the close relationship, we also have we have things that we both like.
还有共同的使命。
We also have the same mission.
这种关系有点像什么？比较像朋友。
This relationship is more like a friend, a friendship.
我们朋友，彼此之间可能本来没有什么关系，血缘关系。
So between friends, we might not have blood relationship.
但是因为我们有共同的兴趣或共同的目标，我们结合在一起。
Because of both have similar interests, and same goals, we come together.
团契就是这个意思。
Fellowship is just like that.
这个字原文可以翻成说 common 这个字，英文这个字 common.
You can use the word common.
或是分享这个字
，or sharing.
所以在《使徒行传》二章里面，你看到。当初他们第一个团契，第一个教会里面所产生出来的第一个团契，他们彼此分享，对不对
？So in the book of Acts, we can see when the word fellowship appeared, it was a relationship.
他们分享祷告，他们分享友情。
They share relationship, friendship. They share prayers.
所以约翰在这里邀请读者进入一个团契，是跟他们在一起的。
So what John wants people to have is a relationship that they can be together.
甚至他说：“我传耶稣给你的一个目的是，我要跟你有团契。”
And he says, "When I send Jesus to you, it's so that we can have I can have a relationship with you."
他的讲法跟我们平常传福音的讲法不太一样。
The way that he says is a little different from what we say.
我传福音给你，让你信耶稣，希望你早一天成为我们教会的会员。
What we say is, I proclaim the gospel to you so that you can become a member of my church.
能够早一天能够让耶稣基督在你生命里面有帮助。
And that Jesus can be a help for you one day.
这些都非常好。
Those are all good things.
可是我们好像少了一样。
However, it seems like we lack one thing.
我传福音给你，因为我要跟你有团契。
We lack the word that.When we share the gospel with you, we want to have a relationship, fellowship with you.
我要跟你一起来分享我生命中的好事情。
I want to share with you the good things happening in life.
我们来一起来做一件在天国里面有意义的事情。
And do a meaningful thing for the kingdom of God.
所以，约翰来邀请他的读者进入他的团契。 跟他在一起。
So John invites the readers to be in the same area.
刚刚说是什么样的团契
？In the same fellowship. And what does he mean?
这个团契好像我跟主的团契一样。
This fellowship is just like the fellowship we have with God.
因为他说我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And it's saying we have a fellowship with God the Son, Father, the Holy Spirit.
就是说，约翰或是约翰的门徒，或是约翰的那一群人写这个书封书信的，这一群人本来跟主耶稣基督、跟上帝已经有团契了。
So the group of people with John, the ones written, John written the letter for,
所以要邀请读者进入这个团契里面。
And he is inviting the readers to be part of the fellowship.
在这个图画里面，你有看到几个团契
？In this picture, how many fellowships do you see？
我们看到一个团契。
We see one fellowship.
我们教会有好多团契，对不对
？Our church has many fellowships, right?
在主里面，上帝所要的团契有一个团契。
However, in God, He only wants one fellowship.
一个团契从什么时候开始的
？When did this fellowship occur？
在创造世界以前就已经有这个团契。
It actually occurred before the world was created.
那个团契是父、子、圣灵的团契。
And that fellowship is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
有人这么说，可能是 C.S. 路易斯说的。
Some people say this.
在永恒里面，父子圣灵是一个亲密的美的团契。
The fellowship with the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit is a beautiful fellowship.
在这个团契里面，父爱子。
In this fellowship, Father loves the Son.
子爱父。
The Son loves the Father.
他们的爱到了一个地步，那爱本身成了第三个位格，就是圣灵。
Their love is so vast that it makes a new person, which is the Holy
Spirit. 可以想象这样的团契吗？
Can you imagine this type of fellowship?
是永远在一起。
It is forever together.
永远的分享。
Forever sharing.
他们彼此不同。
Even though they're different.
却又完全的分享。
However, they're able to completely share.
好像没有彼此。
As if there were no each other.
这是永恒的爱的团契。
And that is an eternal love type of fellowship.
这是当上帝创造亚当的时候，盼望亚当跟他有的这样的团契。
And that is the type of fellowship that God wanted with Adam when he created him.
但是亚当选择离开这个团契。
However, Adam chose to leave this fellowship.
主耶稣基督从这个团契出来，希望人能够回到这个团契。
So Jesus came out of this fellowship to bring people and want them to return to the fellowship.
他拣选了以色列人。
So Jesus came and chose the Israelites.
他盼望以色列人跟他能够有这样的团契。
And hope that Israelites will have this close fellowship.
所以他建立他的帐幕在人间。
And build the tent within people.
Tabernacle. 所以他让摩西能领受上帝的话语。
And made Moses able to receive the words.
把以色列人分别出来。
Separate the Israelites.
来跟他有团契的时间。
To have a fellowship with him.
但以色列人选择离开了这个团契。
However, Israelites chose to leave this fellowship.
在西乃山下，他们造了一个金牛犊。
Remember on the Mount Sinai, they built a gold calf.
他把他们自己委身给这个金牛犊。
They want to have a fellowship with the gold calf. Committed to the gold calf.
他不要跟上帝有团契。
They don't want to have a fellowship with God.
他要跟世上的偶像有团契。
They want to have fellowship with the God of the world and have a relationship with them.
他跟摩西说：“你们去吧。”我不跟你去。
He says, they said to Moses, "You go. I don't want to go."
你们可以进迦南地去。
He says, "You guys can go to the land of Canaan."
你们可以得那地为业。
You can live in the land of Canaan.
你们可以得世上的任何的好处。
You can receive all the goods within the world.
你可以在迦南地建立大的帝国，荣华富贵。
You can build kingdoms in the land of Canaan.
但你选择离开了我。
However, you chose to leave me.
所以我不跟你去。
So therefore, I would not go with you.
还好。还好。
Unfortunately,
有一个懂得上帝的摩西。
There's one who understands God, Moses.
他知道以色列人离开了上帝的团契，离开了主的面，以色列人就是在永恒里面灭亡。
Moses understands that when they leave God, they will not have a kingdom with
them. 他跟主来求，跟耶和华来求。
He prayed to Jehovah.
如果你不去，我们也不去。
If you do not go, we will not go.
我们没有你的同在，我们一步都不走。
When we don't have you with us, we will not go anywhere.
当你走，我们就走。
When you go, we'll go.
当你停，我就停。
When you stop, we'll stop.
因为你在哪里，我们就要在哪里。
Because where you are is where we will be.
这叫在主里面的团契。
That is a fellowship with God.
当主差了第二个亚当到世上的时候。
When God sent the second Adam to the world.
他借着第二个亚当恢复当初他跟亚当更亲密的团契，是跟世界上所有的人。
When he sent the second Adam to the world, he wants to have relationship with everyone in the world.
让我们都能够进入三位一体永恒的团契。
So that we can be a part of the triunity.
约翰就是这样的见证人。
John is such person of testimony.
他跟耶稣有亲密的团契。
He has a really close relationship, fellowship with Jesus.
以至于他不能将这个丢弃，他不能将上帝的心意忽视掉。
To a point, he cannot neglect the will of God.
他当他看到这封信是在以弗所写的。
This letter was written in Ephesus.
我们不知道他是写给谁。
We do not know who he wrote the letter to.
但是所有那时候罗马帝国的教会都受这种思潮的影响，离开了上帝。
However, all people were affected by the Roman culture, so they all rebelled.
所以约翰心里面非常的焦急，像摩西一样。
So John was like Moses, very anxious.
因为不要走。
And he says, "Don't leave."
不要离开上帝。
Don't leave God.
因为他是又真又活，里面可以触摸的上帝。
Because he's a true God that you can feel, you can touch.
当你离开上帝的团契，你的花园，你的园子就要荒凉了。
When you leave the fellowship of God, all your gardens will wither.
你要让野兽进入你的园子里面。
You will invite all wild animals.
虽然你们还是上帝的儿女。
Even though you are children of God.
但是你园中必满了杂草。
However, your garden will be full of weeds.
你的生命就要败坏。
Your life will wither away.
你的花园里面长不出果子出来。
The garden of your garden will not grow fruit.
因为没有上帝在这园子里面。
Because God is not within the garden.
来栽种，来修剪。
To plant and to trim.
不要离开上帝。
Do not leave God.
回到上帝的团契里面。
Come back to the fellowship of God.
你知道如何看到一个人有没有得救的信心？
Do you know how to see a faith of someone who has believed?
我说的是得救的信心。
Not the faith of salvation.
Saving faith.
Saving faith.
不是得救。
Not that.
有些人得救了，但是没有得救的信心。
However, some have been saved, but they don't have saving.
你可以问他们，或是问我，或是问自己。
You can ask anyone, yourself, or me.
我们很诚实的回答。
We can truthfully say.
你喜欢团契吗？
Do you like fellowship?
我讲的团契不是礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天的早晨。我知道有些弟兄聚会是在早上七点，我是起不来的。啊，很多团契。
I'm not saying about the fellowship on Friday nights, Saturdays, or Sundays.
我讲了弟兄姐妹的团契。
I'm talking about brothers.
在主里面团契，是以基督耶稣为中心的团契。
I'm talking about the fellowship within brothers and sisters.
跟三位一体的团契有连接的那个团契。
Focusing on Jesus Christ as the center.
你喜欢这样的团契吗？
Do you like this kind of fellowship?
你喜欢教会吗？
Do you like church?
还是教会很多人让你觉得不太喜欢？
Or people within the church make you not like it?
每次我去教会，我看到张三跟李四，我就很不喜欢。
Every time I go to church, I see this person or that person.
我就不开心。
I am unhappy.
每次这个教会，讲到这个教会名字，我就想到这两个人。
Every time I mention about this, someone mentioned about this church.
抱歉，如果你们叫张三李四的，我不是讲你，我只举个例子。
Every time I mention about this church, I think of this and that person.
我喜欢跟弟兄姐妹在一起。
Do you like to be with brothers and sisters?
如果是的话。
If yes.
如果你爱圣徒
，If you like the disciples，
你喜欢啊，不论年轻人，刚才小孩子
，Whether you like the younger children，
你爱老年人
，You also like the older ones，
你不论爱漂亮的
，You not only like those who are beautiful，
你爱那些看起来不那么漂亮的，像我一样
，Those who are not so good looking，
你喜欢那些温柔的
，You like those who are gentle，
哎，你觉得那些脾气不好的，我也能够包容一下。
Those with bad temper, we can also like.
我喜欢跟他们在一起。
In conclusion, we just like all of them.
如果是的话
，If yes,
你得救的信心大概没有问题。
Then your saving faith has no problem.
但是如果没有的话
，However, if you said no to any of those,
我们很诚实的讲
We have to answer truthfully.
回应雅各的话。
Reflect on what James
如果你爱，你说你爱看不见的上帝。
If you love the God that you cannot see.
但是你怎么不爱看得见的弟兄？
Then how can you not love those who you can see?
我们要诚实地回答这个问题。
We have to answer truthfully.
撒旦要寻找的是落单的基督徒。
What Satan is looking for is those lone Christians.
凡是我们落单了。
When we are alone.
就是撒旦下手的时候。
That is the time that Satan attacks.
他让你越来越不喜欢教会。
He will make you dislike church more and more.
越来越不喜欢基督徒。
And dislike Christians more and more.
里面的论断越来越多。
And your
judgment.
Your judgments will have more, will be more.
里面的伤害越来越深。
And the hurt will be much deeper within.
越来越不能回转。
And you cannot turn even more.
有没有看到这样的人？
Do you see these kind of people?
我求神来帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
我们的团契是不是跟人，只有跟人有团契？
Our fellowship is not just with people.
我们团契乃是跟上帝以及他的儿子之间有团契。
Our fellowship is with God and His Son Jesus.
当主耶稣基督，当基督徒邀请我们进入这个团契的时候。
When Christians invite us to be part of this fellowship,
要记得我们进入三一神的永恒美的团契。
Remember, we're entering a fellowship with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
John Wesley 讲一句话，我蛮喜欢的。
John Wesley said this in the past.
如果你的心是我的心，请你给我你的手。
If thy heart be as my heart, give me thy hand.
如果我们两个是同心的，
if we have the same heart,
请把你的手给我，
give me your hand.
让我们成为在主里面团契，
so that
一起来为共同的目标、共同的使命来奋斗，
so that we can walk together in fellowship and have the same goal together.
我们在主里面的相交，我们在主里面跟主耶稣基督的团契。跟弟兄姐妹的团契是一件很幸福的事情。
The relationship, the fellowship we have with brothers and sisters within Christ is a really wonderful thing.
所以当我们进入团契里面的时候，我们能够将自己能够摆在上帝、摆在人的面前。
So when we have this fellowship, we lift ourselves up in front of God.
我们在灵里面能够有伙伴。
In the spiritual world, we will have someone to walk alongside with.
有互相分享、互相勉励、互相劝勉的属灵里面的团契的朋友。
We can encourage, challenge each other.
让我们彼此因为这样的关系，我们彼此之间能够互相的让我们的这个人能够更加的越像耶稣。
And with this fellowship, we can be more like Christ.
能够更加的升华。
And we can edify ourselves even more.
能够更加的像上帝。
And be more like God.
这是团契对我们的好处。
And that is the good purpose of fellowship for us.
这里面讲了说与他的儿子耶稣基督相交。
It says to have fellowship with the Son.
这神的儿子在我们现在听起来好像没有什么。
Here it doesn't seem like it's much.
可是在约翰那个时代是一个很重要的一句话。
However, in the time of John, it's actually a very important passage.
因为神的儿子在那个时代代表的是叫做 demigod, 就是半人半神的这样一个人，这样一个形象的一个神。
So in the past, it means a demigod, like half God, half man.
譬如说，罗马的皇帝就是被称为上帝的儿子，神的儿子。
The king of Rome was named such.
我们在旧约里面看到。神的儿子已经被应许，这是大卫的子孙。
In the Old Testament, it has said the Son of God is the descendant of David.
我们就不念，我们念这段经文来，请。
Let's read this together.
按圣上的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And、
神的儿子跟我们有团契。
Son of God has fellowship with us.
所以，当主耶稣基督复活的时候。神在旧约里面应许都已经实现了。
So everything that has been said in the Old Testament reveals in the New Testament.
所以这位上帝的儿子跟我有团契。
So Son of God has relationship, fellowship with us.
所以神的拯救并不是只有拯救外面的人而已。
So the salvation of Christ is not for those who are outside of church.
神的拯救是让一群所有信他的儿女都能够复活像耶稣。
salvation is actually for all of those who believe, who wants to be like him.
能够废掉、除掉死的权势。
And they can forfeit death.
来显明神是创造天地、创造万物的上帝。
To show that he is the God of God of universe, God of creation.
所以胜过黑暗、胜过撒旦。
He has overcome darkness, overcome Satan.
胜过世上所有的权柄和能力。
He has overcome all the power, everything in the world.
所以我们的团契，当我们团一起团契，跟主有团契的时候。
So when we have fellowship with God,
也是上帝向撒旦夸胜的时候。
It is also a time that he can boast in front of Satan.
这些人本来不能够在一起的。
Those people were not able to be together.
但是因为我儿子的关系，他们今天竟然都能够在一起，彼此相爱。
However, because of my son Jesus, they are able to come together and love each other.
因为彼此相爱有团契，他们能认识我的儿子。能够更像他。
And because of their fellowship, their love for each other, they are able to be more like my son Jesus.
你相不相信，当我们有团契的时候，上帝的脸上是有微笑的
？Do you believe that when we have fellowship with each other, God has a smile on His face?
我们在他面前祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你从永恒里面呼召我们。
Because you have called us out of eternity.
进入你三一真神美的团契。
To enter into your fellowship.
让我们脱离世上的黑暗。
That we can forfeit this darkness world.
让我们脱离世上的捆绑。
Forfeit all the burdens of the world.
让我们不再被死的权势所拘束。
So that we're no longer bound by death,
power death. 让我们有一个复活的生命。
That we have a resurrected life.
不但有复活的生命。
Not only a resurrected life.
我们跟你在永恒里面能够进入你的团契，跟你有又真实又有能力的交通。
But more importantly, enter into your fellowship, into your eternal fellowship.
孩子们，求你帮助我每一个人。
I pray for to help all of us.
让我们不但跟你有个人的关系。
So not only we have our individual fellowship with you.
不但你是我们的救主。
Not only you being our Savior.
不但你是我们生命的主。
Not only you as our Lord and Savior.
我们真渴望跟你有亲密的团契的关系。
We pray that we can have a close fellowship with you.
我们愿意像约翰一样伏在你的胸膛上面听你的声音。
We want to be like John, to lean on you, to hear your words.
我们真的愿意触摸到你。
We really want to touch you.
以至于我们不是活在虚空里面。
So that we're not living in the visual world.
帮助我们。
Help us.
帮助这个教会。
Help this church.
能够成为一个团契充满的教会。
So that this church could be filled with fellowship.
有主的团契在当中。
Have the fellowship of God.
有弟兄姐妹彼此之间真诚的团契。
A true fellowship between brothers and sisters.
有爱的团契。
A fellowship full of love.
有互相扶持、互相信任的团契。
A fellowship we can rely and trust on each other.
能够分享的团契。
A fellowship that we can share.
能够舍己的团契。
A fellowship that we're willing to sacrifice for each other.
主啊，就求你赏赐这样的团契在。
Lord, may you bless and have this fellowship in the church.
教会因着你的工作，因着你的团契，能够让这个教会更加的茁壮。
The church can strengthen even more because of this fellowship.
让这教会能够兴盛。
And the church can revive.
像在你在在雅各里面说的那样美好的话语。
Just like how you have said in the book of James.
感谢赞美你。
Lord, I pray and thank you.
这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Lift all this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.